From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Triple-digit temperatures are expected in some cities in the eastern U.S. today as a heat wave tightens its grip on the region. Hundreds of additional cooling centers are being opened in New York City today, but New Yorker Billy Rohan says, who needs them?
We're beating the heat today by drinking a lot of water. We're doing some deconstruction here at the old skate park, and I just got back from Iraq. This is like nothing.
But it's something to millions on the East Coast, including people in the nation's capital, where NPR's Brenda Box reports the National Weather Service has issued a code red alert.
It means that the air quality is unhealthy, and people should stay indoors if possible. A heat advisory, in effect until Wednesday night, also warns residents from D.C. to New York that high temperatures could contribute to heat-related deaths or illnesses. The American Red Cross warns that the symptoms of heat exhaustion include pale or flushed skin, heavy sweating, headache, dizziness, and nausea. Brenda Box, NPR News, Washington.
Unsettled weather and choppy seas along the Gulf Coast are keeping many skimming vessels in port again today, but the winds and tides are also helping spread the oil from the spill, with some tar balls now washing ashore on beaches in Texas. Galveston Mayor Joe Jaworski says that's not a good thing, but he remains optimistic.
It's a very small amount of oil, so that is inconsistent with the thought that, you know, our time has come and the oil has finally hit our shores.
Some residents and businesses along the Gulf Coast are raising new complaints against BP, saying claims are being paid too slowly. Mike Farrell, a chef at a hotel in New Orleans, says he does not think any money has been paid to restaurant employees who may have had their work cut back or put on hold.
I would be very surprised if that were happening on that kind of level. I mean, the trickle down to from fishermen down to the wait staff in a restaurant is pretty far.
The official in charge of the claims fund for the spill says BP has paid out about $130 million so far. President Obama meets at the White House today with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the two leaders are expected to discuss Middle East peace efforts, the Gaza Strip, Iran's nuclear program, and a range of other issues.
The last meeting between Mr. Obama and Mr. Netanyahu in March was filled with tension sparked by Jewish settlement policies. U.S. and Israeli officials say they expect this meeting will be more amicable and, with any luck, more productive. President Obama is looking for forward motion on peace talks, trying to move them from indirect or proximity talks to face-to-face negotiations. White House officials say there's been momentum recently that has narrowed the gaps between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Thailand's government is renewing a state of emergency imposed in Bangkok and about a fourth of the country's provinces during recent violent demonstrations, a government spokesman citing concern about a new surge in protests. This is NPR News from Washington. The Tour de France is already being called the Tour de Crash, and the trickiest of three Belgium stages is just ahead. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels that three riders have dropped out with injuries, while many others, including Lance Armstrong, have fallen.
After a wipeout that also brought down his brother and other top riders on Monday, last year's Tour de France runner-up Andy Schleck's bloody arm looked seriously injured, but he got up and finished the race, as did dozens of others. Riders are complaining that the estimated 3 million Belgian spectators are crowding the course, especially after a loose dog caused a race-ending crash and devastating injuries for Australian Andy Hansen. Lance Armstrong initially called the huge interest a blessing and a curse, but now he seems to be leaning toward curse.
There were just people everywhere. And we just kept running into more and more crashes. Bikes, motorbikes, TV cameras.
And Belgian cobblestones led Armstrong to predict carnage on this coming leg. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Australian band Men at Work is being ordered to hand over 5% of the royalties for its classic hit Down Under, but that's a lot less than the 60% that was being sought by a music publishing firm. That firm owns the copyright for the children's song Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree. And a court had previously ruled that a distinctive flute riff in Down Under was copied from that song. The court did not specify what the 5% penalty will amount to in dollars. Down Under topped the U.S. and Australian music charts in 1983 and won Men at Work a Grammy Award. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.